Tefillah for Life, Shir number 129, Sunday, Parshas Shemais. We are discussing the importance of the bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. The realization that we are lacking nothing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we need. And if we don't have it, that means we don't need it. And it's interesting that this bracha does not get such an important position in the brachas that we say throughout the day. It's stuck in, so to speak, amongst the brachas that we say in the morning. But the reason for this is because this bracha should be simple, should be basic understanding, just like we appreciate Shalei Asani Goy, Shalei Asani Oved. So obviously we appreciate Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. But in today's day and age, this is not something that's so simple. And therefore we should try to internalize this when we say the bracha. We should really try to take the message of every bracha like we explained. But this bracha specifically has a timeless message which will enable us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly throughout the day. To understand that we are lacking nothing, we have everything that we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that will enable us to live properly and to serve Him properly. And perhaps we can explain that the reason why we say this bracha after the bracha of Reika Ha'aretz Al Hamayim is because the bracha of Reika Ha'aretz Al Hamayim, we explained, demonstrates that our very existence is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides He can dissolve the whole world just by letting the water go and drown the whole world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly leaving us alive, keeping us alive, every single second. When we internalize that, that helps us realize Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Because the reason why people don't appreciate, the reason why we don't necessarily think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we need, is because we think there is some kind of natural course of events. If I am born in this family, if I live in this neighborhood, then obviously this is the way things are going to work out. But that's not true, because nothing has a natural course. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates every minute detail in our life. To the smallest detail, there's nothing that happens because it just happens. Everything is dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message of Reika Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. Nothing is beyond Hashem. If Hashem wants you to be a millionaire, He'll snap His fingers, so to speak, and you'll be immediately a millionaire. And if Hashem does not want, then you won't. And the reason why you're in the position that you are is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. He actively wants you to be in that position. That's the message of Reika Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. The world doesn't just exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly enabling the world's existence. When we internalize that, the obviously next step is Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates every move in my life, and He didn't give me X, Y, and Z, then obviously there's a good reason for it. It's not just because Hashem didn't get around to giving it to me. Every detail is planned, every detail HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon for. And that's where Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki comes in, after the bracha of Reika Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. After we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely engaged and He enables the existence of the world, then we appreciate Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. And if we take a moment to say this bracha with simcha and with feeling, it will inevitably change our attitude throughout the day. We won't be jealous of others. We won't be looking at others. We have everything that we need. We are lacking absolutely nothing.